Low-income students tend to face more barriers to higher education than their middle and upper-class peers. Federal financial aid is supposed to help clear the way for them. However, part of the financial aid process, called verification, ensnares many low-income students in a confusing web of red tape. Now, as WUWM education reporter Emily Files explains, the U.S. Department of Education is trying to ease the verification burden.
Jacendra Tatum wants to be a veterinarian.
I had my future plan since I was like six.
After Tatum graduated from Milwaukee School of Languages in 2018, she wanted to start college right away.
My plan was to go to college and get my PhD so I can become a vet and then, you know, open up my own business. And I just had the whole thing. Like, I own my own clinic and I was very excited for that, yeah.
But Tatum encountered an unexpected challenge after she filled out the free application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA. The federal government selected her for verification. Verification is like an audit. It requires students to send colleges additional tax forms and paperwork backing up their claims of financial need. It's meant to prevent improper payments, whether made by mistake or due to fraud. College access advocates like Kim Cook have been raising concerns about the verification process because it disproportionately affects low-income students who are eligible for federal Pell Grants.
It does that because, you know, the federal government's quote-unquote exposure or liability for improper payments is mostly around that federal Pell Grant. So they target the potential recipients of it.
Cook says most years, about half of Pell-eligible students go through verification. Sumkit Boonhoon says the number is even higher in Milwaukee. He works for the local branch of College Possible, which helps low-income high schoolers navigate the college admissions process. He says 85 to 90% of the students College Possible works with have to jump through the verification hoops.
It's interesting because the FAFSA was created to help more students attend college because it was providing them financial assistance. And so this almost feels backwards in that a process that was meant to help, it's almost what is preventing them from actually attending.
That's what happened to Tatum, the aspiring veterinarian and Milwaukee Public Schools graduate.
They wanted my mother's tax transcripts, her I-9 forms. They wanted my student income verification from my old job, and they wanted my tax forms, my W-2s.
At this point, Tatum had set her sights on UW-Waukesha. She spent the summer trying to get all the paperwork figured out, but the verification process still wasn't complete by the time classes started.
And I'm like, well, I'm not going to go to a school when I don't even know if I'll be getting financial aid or what I'll be getting, if I could even afford it.
The Department of Education knows that verification sometimes results in stories like these. Top federal student aid official A. Wayne Johnson said this at a 2017 conference in Orlando.
Why do we have to make poor people continue to prove that they're poor in multiple different ways? It makes no sense.
Last month, the Department of Ed took a significant step to ease the verification burden. It told colleges that they could be more flexible about paperwork. For example, instead of asking students to provide IRS tax transcripts, they can turn in signed tax returns. College access advocates are happy about the new guidelines, but for students like Tatum, the damage of delaying college has already been done.
I thought the most difficult thing, what I was always told, is the transition into college, into high school, to college. And the hardest thing for me was just applying for college and trying to get my financial aid to even go.
Tatum plans to go to college eventually. She hopes to enroll at MATC next year, but she's dreading filling out the FAFSA again. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.